An Updated Metal-Dependent Theoretical Scenario for Classical Cepheids, by Julia de Sommerayal. To properly quantify possible residual systematic errors affecting the classical Cepheid distance scale, a detailed theoretical scenario is recommended. By extending the set of nonlinear convective pulsation models published for z equals 0.02, decima 2020A to z equals 0.004, z equals 0.008 and z equals 0.03, we provide a detailed homogeneous nonlinear model grid taking into account simultaneous variations of the mass-luminosity relation, the efficiency of superadiabatic convection and the chemical composition. The dependence of the inferred period radius, period mass radius, and period mass luminosity temperature relations on the input parameters is discussed for both the fundamental and first overtone modes. The trend of the instability strip getting redder as the metallicity increases is confirmed for the additional ML assumptions and mixing length values. From the obtained multi-filter light curves, we derive mean magnitudes and colors and in turn period luminosity color and period Wesenheit relations for each assumed chemical composition, mass luminosity relation and efficiency of superadiabatic convection. Application to a well-studied sample of Cepheids in the Large Magellanic Cloud allows us to constrain the dependence of the inferred distance modulus on the assumed mass-luminosity relation, and the inclusion of the metallicity term in the derivation of period Wesenheit relations allows us, for each assumed mass-luminosity relation, to predict the metallicity dependence of the Cepheid distance scale. The obtained metal-dependent period Wesenheit relations are compared with recent results in the literature and applied to a sample of Gaia Early Data Release 3 galactic Cepheids with known metal abundances to derive individual parallaxes. The comparison of these predictions with Gaia results is finally discussed. This was An Updated Metal-Dependent Theoretical Scenario for Classical Cepheids, by Julia de Sommerayal.